Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. I trust that you're feeling well today. How do you feel? Well, I feel great. I am awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. I mean that. What a joy it is to come before the presence of the Lord with friends like yourselves. You are truly a friend of God. Well, you're on Maximum Radio, and this is Thursday, August 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2013. The program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and your host and prayer partner for the next several moments. Today, the I Am that God is conveying to you and I is taken from Romans chapter 14 and verse 11. And if we listen, here's what we'll hear. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. That's Romans chapter 14 and verse 11. Friend, I can tell you that truth is being burned into my spirit every single day, more and more. Even as we watch the events that are occurring in our world, the confusion, the darkness of spirit, and the need for God's salvation and grace being so clearly defined by all of the darkness that exists, I'm convinced that this word comes down to us to encourage you and I, to cause us to do what we're doing. What are we doing? We're involved in a prophetic intercession. And we have said a few things about that the past several days. I just wanted to note another insight concerning that quickly. The prophetic intercessor conspires with God that his glory will be seen, felt, and known in the earth. Yes, the intercessor conspires. Now, the word conspire, it literally means to breathe together. It expresses the most intimate joining of life. Here's what happened. When God created man from the dust of the earth, he breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's powerful stuff. Became a living being. That's Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Now, this Hebrew word translated breath or breathed can mean to breathe violently. And such was the occasion when there was the sound of a violent wind filling the upper room of God when he sent his spirit upon the assembly and into the newborn church, same breath. Now, prophetic intercession is our conspiring with God. In other words, we are breathing violently into situations through prayer to bring forth life. So when we as God's people receive the spirit of grace and supplication, we share a sense of divine possibility and excitement. God shatters all our old expectations. I find that my faith is being stretched such that my expectations are more in line with God's, not with my own thoughts. So prayer embraces new horizons and challenges and possibilities. So it liberates you and I from the limited human perspective that we entertain. So Paul said in Ephesians 2:6, we have been raised up with Christ. Raised up. We're raised up with Him in heavenly places. So we're focused warriors who look from a heavenly vantage point and we're able to see what God is seeing. We see the discernment through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. So our intercession then assumes a revelatory dimension. We gather up God's promises that God has willed for this day, this season, this age, and we stake claim to them violently, right in the courts of God. So that's who you and I are becoming. And if we yield to that, we are just so blessed to participate in God's huge, huge project and operation of having redeemed the earth and the nations for His glory. Well, welcome to all of you. I tell you, it is great to have all of you as our friends and our partners. All of us are seeking God and just drinking deeply from His wellspring of life. Now, you're welcome to share a praise report. You can do that. You can share a prayer request, because that's what we're here for. And we are willing and able, by God's grace, to agree with you on whatever that prayer thing that you have within you. Because remember, as intercessors, we are giving birth to possibilities. So we thank you and welcome all of our partners and listeners everywhere on this Monday, August 12th. How are you doing? Do you have a prayer request? We're here with you, for you, and together we can do God's bidding together. It's a we thing. So feel free to encourage us with your requests, your praise report, whatever God has laid on your heart as it relates to His plan and purpose for this day, this hour, this season. You are divinely favored, awesomely powered, and blessed. You cannot fail. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless His name. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. God bless you on today. God bless you. Well, allow me please to take us to the throne, into the throne room, into the very courts of God, where we can stand before Him. We're soldiers on our knees, and that's the most powerful position that we can assume. Being on our knees, that's when we're in the place of power. So let us pray. Father, we thank you that we can come through the place of being forgiven, being washed in your precious blood provided by the Son, none other than our Savior, our Lord, our King, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have made provision for our continual cleansing so that we can come in and have true communion with you. We can worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, I thank you for all of our prayer partners all around the world, all of our live partners and those who are listening to our stream. We thank you for blessing them with the grace and stamina to intercede, to rise up, to stand violently in the place, in the gap, on behalf of all that's on your heart that you're wanting to accomplish in the earth, even in these moments and on this day. So we thank you. So we bow ourselves before you humbly. We take our place upon our knees. We throw our crowns before your feet, because your throne is the highest place that we can come to. So we thank you that you are Lord and God of all that exists. So we consider our visit and our time with you, even on this day, to be a tremendous privilege for which we could not work or earn. It's nothing but your grace, which is brand new on this day. It's nothing but your mercy, which is brand new on this day, having been stored up for eternity past, to come down and light upon us in the very present moments that we're in right now. How can we thank you for such great sight and foresight? How can we thank you for such great privilege? But we say thank you in the name of Jesus. And Father, let your spirit light upon each and every one of us on this day, on this prayer set, right now, in the name of Jesus. Quicken us, make us alive to your thoughts and your heart, your mindset. Cause us to bind our wills to yours in the name of Jesus, so that together we can enjoy the dance of heaven coming down to earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you today for every single person. And if there are any among us that are feeling down and discouraged right now, we speak peace. If any of us are experiencing a storm, we speak peace, and we say, peace be still to that storm. There are no storms in your presence. You rule and do overrule, and we thank you today. Bless each one of our partners today, each one of our listeners, with new boundaries, new territory, expansion of territory, expansion of their tents. They would enter new vistas of understanding and truth and insight into your heart, your way, and your will. We thank you today for sharing with us, allowing us to be a part of your great concern for the nations and for the earth. So we thank you for receiving us today, receiving us under the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. So thank you for forgiving us, for cleansing us, for causing us to abide in you through him, because he is the vine. In Jesus' name, in his wonderful, awesome name, we thank you and give you praise that you've given us the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I trust that you're in agreement with that prayer and you're embracing it for yourself. God wants to work wonders not just for you, but in you and through you. He's doing something even now in the name of Jesus. Now, you're welcome, of course, if you'd like to pray, if you have a prayer burden that is on your heart right now, you can share it with us, and you can even lead us in prayer if you'd like. We're open to all prayer requests, and we want to use up the moments that we have. These are precious moments, precious. Imagine God gave us another day in which to kneel before Him at the very beginning of our day. So take advantage of that. I encourage you, take advantage of it. We're up for any prayer requests in the name of Jesus. All things are possible in His name. Hallelujah. If you know of someone that has a need, if you know of a nation that has a need, if you know of a community that has a need, if you know of a coworker that has a need, allow the Holy Spirit to place that upon your tongue, and you voice it, you give it life. You take that dead thing and connect it to life. In the name of Jesus, you're a source, a resource rather, connecting possibilities with need. How's that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Bless your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this day and this moment and these opportunities. We thank you. Show us your heart. Show us your heart. Show us your thoughts right now in the name of Jesus. Show us your heart and your thoughts. Fill our hearts with your thoughts right now. Your will be done in this earth as it is where you are in heaven. Bless your name. Bless your name. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Move upon us. Move upon us. Move upon us. Breathe upon us. We thank you for the life that comes from you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir our spirits. Stir our spirits. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God, yes. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace and the joy that you've given right now. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you for the energies of heaven that you're releasing into us right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the relationship and the intimacy that we have with you. The freedom and the liberty that has come from you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know each heart. You know each spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Hallelujah.
Have your way. Have your way. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You sense something stirring in your spirit. Give it breath. Give it life. Hallelujah. Give it life. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give this day back to you. You've given it to us. We did not earn it. It's a gift. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. May this day be made and fashioned after your own thoughts and will concerning it for us, for all those who need daily bread on this day. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fashion it. Create it in your own thoughts and desires. And we will be thankful to walk after you in it. We'll be so thankful to follow your footsteps on this day. Thank you for the connection that we have with you, so that your life, the life that you have, will flow through into us and through us, even to our surroundings, changing and altering the atmosphere.
Lord, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, altering it for your glory and for your honor, so that your name is seen by your creation as great in the earth, great, awesome in the earth today. Cause eyes, blind eyes, to open and be able to see. Cause ears that are stopped up, that have not heard, are not able to hear your voice. Cause those passages now to be cleared in the name of Jesus. We stand against every hindrance to life and liberty and spirit. Yes, we stand against in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Life, liberty, salvation. We declare that to the atmospheres around ourselves and every place that we go today, that there's light, there's clarity, there's freedom and liberty. Salvation surrounds us and takes charge of the atmosphere in which we find ourselves today. By your will, by your will, help us to set a watch over our tongues today, so that every word that we utter carries grace and mercy. And certainly the winds of peace will blow. In the name of Jesus, we'll see your hand move We'll look at your footprints as you go before us, and we'll follow faithfully. Thank you today. We bless your name. We bless your name. We lay hold of all of the victory. All of the victory that you've given to us. We lay hold of it. There's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. No weapon formed.
None.
Throughout this day, we go from victory to victory.
Yes.
In Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. Victory to victory.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that you have delivered to us.
Yes.
Peace in our spirit, peace in our mind, our souls, and even in our bodies. For those of us that are experiencing any illness right now, in the name of Jesus, believe God for your complete deliverance. Complete deliverance. Complete healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, for Lord, for touching Michelle. We thank you for touching Christine. We thank you for touching Edible. Yes. We're believing for healing. Thank you for touching our bodies. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We speak health.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone listening out there that is bound by any sickness, any illness, know that the prophet Isaiah had prophesied hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus Christ that by his stripes
we are
healed. Look at the third chapter of the book of Isaiah. We are healed. Notice what it says. We are. R is present tense and continuing. We are healed. Lay hold of that promise, even now.
Amen.
Lay hold of it, even now. Put your hand on that part of your body where you're experiencing some illness or disease. In the name of Jesus. As our time runs out, God bless you. God bless you today. May God have his
way. God bless everyone on this prayer line this morning. In the name of Jesus, I bless each and everyone. And I ask for a special blessing for Pastor and Sister Liz with this ministry. Lord, that you would let it continue to go forth and to get greater and greater. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.